Hi, friends. I'm Emily Lay, and you're listening to the Simplified Podcast. If you're looking for a jumping off point for a new way of living that helps you do less in order to enjoy more of your life, you've come to the right place. Let's spend the next few minutes and think through different ways you can automate the complicated parts of life so you can focus on what truly matters most. I have loved popping into your podcast feed and giving you a few tips and tricks to help you simplify your life. And if you're looking for more ways that you can carve out space for what matters most, Team Simplified and I have even more for you in our newsletter. Once a month, you'll get the latest news on what we're loving lately and even some exclusive deals and offers on simplified products just for our email friends. So hurry over to emilylay.com and sign up today. You guys, it's almost summertime. Can you believe it? Summertime is definitely one of my favorite times of year. Everything slows down a little bit. Everything smells like sunscreen and coconut and grilling and happiness. The kids get to splash around in the pool, and I get to soak up the sun and read a good book. There's ice cream sundaes in the afternoon and s'mores at night, and I always feel like adventure is just around the corner. Since the kids are out of school, it feels like Brian and I could just put them in the car and hit the road to anywhere. I love that feeling so much. And you know what? I always love to hear how other people are spending their summers. What do they fill their days with? What do they feed their kids? What kind of day trips and road trips do they have planned? What are they wearing? Do they keep their kids on any sort of schedule or let them run loose? I am here for all of it, and there's nobody I'd rather talk to about this stuff than my best friend, Kristen. So Kristen, actually, I never call her Kristen, and neither do my kids. I call her K&W, which is her monogram, and my kids call her Nin Nin. Anyway, Kristen is one of my closest friends, and she and I got together to talk about all things summer and what we like to call the BFF chat. One of the things I want to do this year is spend more time with my besties, whether it's over Zoom or in person. This is really important to me, and I hope our chat today gives you a few ideas to talk over with your bestie. So we are going to dive right in. Here is my chat about all things summer, and we got to talking about mom jeans and center parts with my BFF, Kristen. Hi, Nin Nin.
Should I say good morning, good afternoon? I don't know. What's all of it? Hello. Hello.
If you don't already know this, my kids call Kristen Nin Nin. They were not the originators of the Nin Nin name.
No, they were not.
Adopted it.
They did. That is actually the family I nannied for, Garrett and Gray, who Anna Gray is named after. So it's like a long term. I mean, they're like 20. I started babysitting for them when I was 12 and a half. So she let me, a 12 and a half year old, keep her newborn. It's fine. It was a different day. It was a different age.
That's amazing.
But yeah, they're in their like mid-20s. And they still call me Nin Nin, if that makes you feel
better. At 12 and a half, I don't think I had the first clue about anything. Like, that's amazing. Yeah.
I was running a business. Shocking. A babysitting club business.
The babysitter. Of course you were.
Uh-huh. It was called SOS, Savers of Sanity.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I had business cards and flyers.
Stop. Did you have a logo? Wait, yep. I didn't know this.
I know.
What?
There you go.
I used to make bookmarks and sell them to my family and made them buy them and guilt tripped them if they didn't. It was great. This is how my entrepreneurial journey started.
Okay. Anyway.
I love our episodes because you just don't know what you're going to get when you get a BFF chat.
Go where the wind blows, and it's going to go everywhere.
Today, we are talking about summertime, which is perfectly timed as summer is just around the corner. And I'm excited to talk to you about this because we're both twin moms, me plus one, and our kids are different ages. So I have elementary school kids, and you have itty bitty kiddos.
Well, toddlers. We're like in the throes of the toddlerhood, I've decided.
And they are turning how old?
They'll be four. Four.
Okay.
This fall.
But listen, and if you are a mom at all and your kids are under the age of four and you are questioning your sanity or your life.
No, careful.
Let me just tell you, if you just get them to four, Brian and I have always said this, if you can just get your kids to four, everything changes. Like they become more self-sufficient, more independent. Everything is different when they're four. It's true. Mm.
Okay. I mean, I'm holding you to that. I'll call you in October.
Yeah, whatever. Oh my gosh. Okay, so as we kick this thing off, tell me what's new with you. What's going on in your life?
Oh, I mean, we're preparing the babies to go back to preschool in the fall. That's new. Yeah.
And how many days a week do they go?
They'll go 3 days a week.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because they'll be three when they start school, because they're going to be the oldest kids in their class, because they have mid-fall birthdays. So 3 days a week. That is new. What's like very recently new is we went to the nursery, like the plant nursery, the local one, and bought plants, which is very ambitious because I'm not a gardener. It is not my thing, but we're going to do like a little bit. So we bought some plants and maybe try to keep them alive this year. I didn't water our garden last year. It did not work. Apparently the plants need water, fine, whatever. Oh, no. But I'm going to try again because why not? And we needed an activity today. So we went and bought
plants.
That's
so fun.
What's on our summer plans as well, figuring out how to water the garden and grow some tomatoes.
I have to tell Alexa to set an alarm like every Wednesday or every Sunday to remind myself to water the plants.
Oh, your indoor plant. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So let's talk about summer. Summer is coming up. For me, my kids are going to be home. And I get a little stressed out usually about summertime because we get into a really good, I mean, when all your kids are in elementary school, you just get into such a good routine of them going to school from 8 to 2 or whatever, 5 days a week. Working hours look really consistent. But when they're home for the summer, like equal parts of me wants to create a wonderful summer memories with them. And especially after last summer when we were, you know, stuck home the whole time. And there's the other part of me that gets really stressed about, like, how do I do life working and having them home and all those things. So talk to me about your life is looking different than mine because your kids are smaller. But what does your summer look like at this point? Do you have any plans made yet?
We don't live close to, but we don't live very far away from the coast. And so we will spend some chunks of the summer down by the beach.
Can I coerce you into coming to Florida? Are we there yet?
I mean, we're almost there. I don't know. Actually, like, I think that we're just getting to the age where I could do it. So this is just like a weird twin mom thing where they're like, everyone's going in different directions and somebody's has to go to the potty and everybody else, and they're not old enough to like listen. I don't know.
Yeah.
All this to say, I do think that we're going to try to spend a little bit of time down at the water this summer and, you know, the regular everyday things around here, playgrounds and activities and outdoors and, you know,
that's fun.
Maybe. Yeah.
Well, I'm coming to North Carolina.
So I was going
to
say, it is on my agenda.
Yes. Yeah. So Brady is going to his first overnight camp. Did you go to camp when you were a kid?
I did.
You did? So I didn't. I've never done like the overnight summer camp thing. Neither has Brian. But lots and lots of Brady's friends do it. And I had some friends growing up that did it. And I always just thought it like sounded like so much fun.
Well, yeah, because it's like the parent trap, right? You know?
Yes.
It's like, yes.
Yes, exactly. So he was supposed to go last year, but COVID and all that, and it didn't happen. And so this year he's going for 2 weeks. He's going to do great.
He's so excited about it too,
but he's going for 2 weeks. It's in North Carolina. And so tell me what you think about this. And if you think I'm crazy, but I'm thinking about taking the twins myself, because Brian has to come back for work, and going on like a 2 week tour of North Carolina, just like doing fun things and going to see the water. Like there's waterfalls, apparently.
Oh, there's a lot. Like there's a lot that you can do, we can do, everyone can do in nearish where he's going to be.
Okay.
Yep. So
this makes sense.
I think it's a fantastic idea. Listen, and your twins are not 3 and a half. So they're at an age where I think that is.
Absolutely. And here, if there's anybody listening that has twins and is like, listen, I am in the thick of life being crazy. Yeah. Or triplets. I mean, Brittany on Team Simplified, she has triplets plus another child. I will tell you the secret to having small twins is containment. That's it. That's all you need to know. You just have to.
Oh my gosh. Can I tell you this? You're talking about summer plans. There's one playground that has 4 walls. It's like a small little like, and it's like, we lived there 2 summers ago when we were big enough to run around, but not big enough to follow directions.
Yeah.
So containment,
it is the absolute,
it might be a a key for any mom who doesn't yet.
That's true.
Yeah.
Do you remember when we both lived in Tampa and my twins were tiny and you would come over and we had that giant baby gate?
Mm-hmm.
We took two baby. It was like, you can't even call it a baby gate, but it's like a
fence. No, it looks like Lego fence, like connected pieces.
It's like multiple things all put together. And we bought two of them and just made a giant corral. Like you would corral like pigs or goats, like with a fence. And it went all the way around our living room. I can't tell you how many times I tripped over that thing trying to get in and out of it, but it worked. It kept them contained at any time. All right, let's talk about, so you and I want to talk about some summer fashion trends, some summer things that are like, I just, you know, as summer rolls around, as spring rolls around, like our wardrobes start to change, we start to wear different things. For you personally, let's talk about fashion. Tell me what your like summer wardrobe consists of. And do you have like a summer uniform that you wear every day?
I do not have a summer uniform that I wear every day. I love a summer dress. Listen, it's just who I am. It is how I do. I love a summer dress. I'm very thrilled that the midi length sort of baggy house dress is like here to stay. Like I'm totally okay with it. So that is a regular in rotation during the summertime. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, who doesn't love, you know, a good pair of appropriately fitting jean shorts and a white t-shirt? Like, come on, that's basic and great and all the things. So
good pair of like white tennis shoes with that outfit.
Yeah.
What jean shorts do you love though?
I mean, Madewell is going to be my go-to for denim.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a splurgy pair of Paige denim shorts that I love.
Okay.
Check Nordstrom Rack. That's a tip if you Life you can hack. Look online there. And then I do not own a pair of A. Goldie jean shorts.
Ooh, but I do. I was going to say that. I just got them and they're so
Everyone
good.
Tells, I know, that's the...
But you got to size up. And this is my theory on all shorts. Like the size I wear in jeans is not the size I wear in shorts. I size
Amen.
Up.
Amen. Yes.
Because I just...
Dude, just cut the tags. If it makes covered. You... Just cut the tags out of the back of it. Just find things that make you fit and feel good and don't like, let's not stress out about that.
I just saw them at a local boutique and I was like, they're like the fringy kind of hem. Like the, Brian was with me and I held him up and I was like, what do you think of these? And he was like, seriously? He did not like them, but I've worn them a couple times and now he's like, okay, they're actually really cute. I really like them.
I think that's a good, and then I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I...
You know who has really good dresses right now? Really good summer dresses is Target.
Yes, I do know this.
Yeah. I love that they have a lot of like the maxi or midi length. Brian says I'm a grandma because I would wear like a nap dress or a house dress, whatever you want to call it, every day. Even if it looks like a nightgown, I'm fine with that.
Oh, I have it. I mean, I have a dress that I call a nightgown dress. Listen, I need the midi length to stay because it's a little more functional. With my, like, it's not all the way to the floor and you're not tripping over it. So totally that's agree. Good. Any other summer go-to?
Okay, I have one. And I'm wearing them right now. So if you're watching this on YouTube, you can see.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. Listen, this is called Viori. I think is how you pronounce it. It is V-U-O-R-I. Listen, just write that down. You know, we love the Align pants from Lululemon that are maybe not, they're kind of a little bit of like tight during the summertime. Maybe you don't want things like sticking to you. These pants are the softest pants I've ever put on my body. Whenever I have to be on camera, which is often, I am business on top and Viori on the bottom. And they're joggers. And they're pricey.
Were they the ones? Were you wearing them recently in a photo?
Yes, with the snow.
I almost sent you a message and was like, "I'm gonna need outfit. I'm gonna need outfit."
Okay, so here's the thing. I am a small in just about everything, but I sized up to a medium because I didn't want the joggers to like feel like leggings. I wanted them to feel like pants. And they're stupid comfortable. I'm not even kidding. They're so good. I may have just ordered myself two more pair. So the Align leggings are pricey. These are pricey, but they're not as pricey.
I mean, it's an investment.
Like they, the price starts with like an eight.
I will tell you that the other like Saturday morning summer wardrobe is a good pair of Listen, if we're going to talk Lululemon, their shorts with the like wide, thick waistband, not the scrunchy one, but like the wide, thick waistband and either a tank top or a t-shirt. That's like a good
do you size up
run.
In their pants or do you?
Yes.
Size?
Yes.
I always size up with them.
Like in everything. Shorts, potentially maybe two. Like I'm not messing around. Listen, I'm 38 effective yesterday. There's no need to try to I need to be confident and happy in myself and who I am. And like, I can take care of that. And I can't be bothered with worrying about things like that. So
I am 100% with you. Also, I ate my feelings all of 2020. And so I'm not thrilled with the number on the scale at the moment. But at the same time, I was telling my mom this the other day. At the same time, I'm also like really comfortable in my skin right now.
Yeah. Can we tell you a dirty little secret?
Yeah.
We don't own a scale. I have zero idea. Like I have no idea unless I go to the doctor and they like make me get up on it, which like to each their own. Everyone has I get it. Totally fine.
Close your eyes and not look at it when you go to the doctor.
Based on how I feel and how my clothes fit and all of that, because numbers that number changes. That's a whole nother podcast that we can talk about.
We do need to talk about that eventually. We should talk
because
about that.
That's a lot to unpack about. I have a lot of childhood feelings about all of that things and impact on our girls and things and talking about that.
I'm with you. Yeah. We're going to do that. Okay. One more question about summer. Then I need to talk to you about mom jeans. Okay. So summertime, is there anything as I'm planning out my summer, I'm thinking we always go to Lake Oconee. It's our family thing that we do.
Yeah.
It's my favorite. It's our happy place. Is there a tradition that you guys have or that you want to implement in the summertime for your kids other than eating hot dogs on the 4th of July, which is a whole thing we could talk about?
I have a really great chili recipe if anybody needs it. It's on my blog because
we're gonna link
homemade
to that
chili
in the show
is
notes.
Hot dog chili is the best homemade and it's so easy to make. Anyway, things that I would like to do. 4th of July is very important to us as well. And we have some friends here. And for the last few years, last year withstanding, we've gotten together with them and done the pool and a cookout. And it's just become a little bit of a tradition. And this year, for this past Christmas, they gave the babies swimsuits. So all the little kids are going to match in swimsuits, which I think is really a sweet thing. Yeah, that's really fun. I mean, I do think that as we get a little older, maybe some sort of trip that's a regular thing that the four of us do is probably something on the radar. It feels weird. Here's the thing. I had infants and I was nursing and doing all the things. And then we had the next summer and then the next summer was COVID. So I don't even really know how to answer that. I'm looking forward to, I wonder if other people have suggestions. I would happily take other people's suggestions. Let's talk about schedules really fast. Cause you mentioned it. And then this is what I would say.
Yeah.
I'm a twin mom. I ride or die for a schedule. So while we are not as, I think it's important for me as someone who can be a little bit type controlling and I'm an Enneagram 2 with a very strong 3 wing and a little bit of a 1 perfectionism. I think that I can hold tight to do this, do this, do this. And I think that summer is a great time if you have the opportunity to release a little bit of that and relax it. With that said, I still think that some sort of structure is just good for everyone. So we're still going to eat lunch around the same time. We're still going to have rest time and nap time around the same time. We're still going to our days are going to be a little bit, we're going to do morning activities and that's going to potentially be different depending on the day. And some days we might stay in our fake clothes or be splashing in the backyard or whatever that looks like. That's what I call them instead of real clothes, fake clothes. But I think that having, for me at least, some sort of structure, because it's just really easy to feel out of control if that's not the case. I don't know what your thoughts are.
No, I totally agree. Now that my kids are older and we don't do nap time per se, when they are, there's little camps and things I'll sign up for locally or we'll go, do fun things. But during the day, so Team Simplified, we prepare everything for the summer so that we can do what we call summer mode.
Summer out. Yeah.
And that means we all get our work done, but it might look a little bit differently in terms of what hours we're working or where we're working from. And that's good. That's kind of the point. But we have quiet time every day for an hour where the kids have to go to their rooms and stay in their rooms. And as long as they're in their rooms and doing something quiet, they're good. They don't have to sleep. But it gives me an hour to regain my composure, pick up, all the things we do during that time. And then I also, a couple years ago, started doing life lessons with my kids. And I would plan one a week, one thing that we would focus on that just helps them be more independent as they get older. And we would focus on things like last year, or maybe it was the year before. I remember, like, we talked about brushing your teeth, like, really well. And because, you know, we teach them and then they're like, I did it. I brushed my teeth. No, you didn't. No, you did not brush your teeth. So we watched videos and we like practiced together and I did it with them. Then I did brush my own teeth and showed them. And so we just like focused on that, on tying your shoes, which we still haven't mastered, how to make a sandwich, how to empty the dishwasher, like just ways to be a good human. So, you know, we do those kinds of things too.
I just think that it's something important to think about as it relates to finding a little bit of focus so that you can have an enjoyable time. Because otherwise, then it just sort of tends to spiral out of control. I don't know.
Yeah. No.
I think there's a happy medium and it's not the same for everybody. So.
And it depends on what season you're in, too. Like if you're in a season of crazy or if your kids are older.
Yeah.
It's different.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Now on
to. We're diving in. Kristen and I were texting the other day and we were like, we just, on the next podcast, we just really need to talk about this whole center part mom jean. What is it? It's like center part
and skinny jeans.
And skinny jeans. Listen, you can take my skinny jeans off my cold dead body because I'm never going to wear the mom pants with the big legs. I can't do it.
Okay, so you're not going to wear you might not wear like wide leg pants, but I'm going to send you a link for jeans that you do need, because here's the thing. I have a couple of pair and they're really comfortable, like really comfortable, like a straight leg. They're not skit. Like,
And loose.
They're not loose. They're just not tight.
Okay.
They're good.
You know,
they're like mom version of mom. Like they're like my version. Here's the thing. Listen, whoever is listening to this, wear whatever pants you want to wear. Wear whatever pants make you happy. If you want to wear your skinny jeans,
right, Kristen?
You're laying your rules. Somebody do not trademark that before I do. Thank you very much. But
when we get off this podcast, I'm helping you trademark.
But like wear what makes you happy. I think that it's, man, I have a lot of thoughts, more time than we have. I have some non-skinny jeans that I think that you would like.
You know that I'm a late adopter of all fashion trends.
Yes. Yes.
Like, I will never forget being in high school and being like, I will never wear a shirt that the sleeve doesn't come all the way to my wrist or is a short. Like, what is a 3/4 length sleeve? That is just weird. I'm not wearing those. Do you remember when, like, those loose, what were they called? They were, like, loose pants that went just below your knee.
Gauchos.
But I remember being like,
we just totally dated ourselves.
We did. Those are so bad. But I remember also high-waisted jeans. I didn't own a pair of high-waisted jeans that I actually liked.
This was an ongoing battle for us for
a few months ago. It's a whole thing. By the way, high-waisted jeans, I don't know if you've ever tried these, but frame jeans.
Oh.
They are pricey, but you only need one pair. They are the best.
I have a few pair of Madewell that I love.
I do love the Madewell Road Trippers, and those are better priced.
Yeah. Here's the thing. This is my like statement on that. Wear what you want to wear. Wear what makes you comfortable. I think that we get really uncomfortable when somebody else tells us that we're not cool based on what we're wearing, and it becomes a confidence issue, and we get a little bit squirrely. So I think that that's why all of the people in our generation were like, no, you cannot have my skinny jeans. Like, bah! But here's the thing. No, like a 20-year-old doesn't have to tell you what to do. You can wear whatever jeans you want to wear. And while I'm not going to wear the like major wide leg, whatever, like I wore in the 9th grade.
Yeah.
Maybe it's okay to try something new every time. I don't know.
No. That's just a hard no.
I'm just going to send you a pair of pants. I'm just going to mail you a pair of my jeans.
I can't imagine. And it's what's funny, too, is whenever I try these new things, Brian Lay dies. He thinks that it is so funny. Like, what are you doing? What are you wearing?
You have to make sure that you're not doing it just because someone else tells you to. You have to be confident and all of that.
I'm just going
to
wear my Viore pants for the rest of my life and be fine with it.
I was going to say, then just don't wear skinny, like just don't wear jeans. That's fine.
I mean, hard pants. Yeah. I don't know. It's but you part your hair on the side. So do I.
No, we can talk about this. Okay. Can I tell you something? My hair naturally, I guess if you're watching this on YouTube,
Caroline's does too. Right smack in the center.
My hair naturally parts near direct dead center. And for the longest time, I was super self-conscious about it because the it thing was the super side part, like way over. So I, for the longest time, for many, many years, have been like, I'm just not cool. My hair is not cool because my hair naturally wants to part in the center. And now everything, if your hair parts in the center, it's cool. And everyone else is like, no, boo. And I'm like, no, wait, I'm cool for the first time in my life. Like, please let me have my moment.
My Let hair have my wants moment. Part like on the side of my head. It does not. So I've tried to do it in the middle, and it's just
which is fine. Again, it's your head, your lane. You part your hair wherever you want to part it. But I mean, mine parts wherever it feels like it, basically. So sometimes it's in the center, sometimes it's on the side. Like, but look at this. Watch. I'm going to show you. Whoever's not watching this, I keep forgetting this. Like, look at this. Like, what is that? It's not. No.
Kristen's currently trying to part her hair very far on the side, and it
doesn't work. Yeah. I mean, that's sort of. Do you not think that there's like a little bit of depth here? Like on the surface, it's like, haha, skinny jeans and center parts, but like there's a little bit of, I don't know, people having a lot of feelings about being told what is cool and what is not cool. And
yeah, people have asked me before, like, how do I come up with like my signature style? Like, how do I figure out, you know, my style? And the answer to, and the same can be said for like decorating your house. Your style is what you like. It's whatever speaks to you, you know, like the mom jeans don't speak, the big, I don't know, the wide leg jeans don't speak to me yet. And I know that about myself. I'm a late adopter of any kind of fashion. I'm an early adopter of technology, but a very late adopter of a fashion trend. Besides that, I'm just wearing nightgowns and Viore pants for the rest of my life. Okay, so as we do our BFF chats, we are going to end with we're going to do rapid fire. And we've each written down a couple of questions to ask each other.
Yep.
You want to go first?
Sure.
Okay, we've not seen these questions. This is off the cuff.
What's your favorite summer, like, beverage? Doesn't have to be out. Like, whatever. What do you think? Like, it's summer. I would like to have a...
You stole my question. Not kidding. Okay, fine. It was very close to my question. I'm still asking you mine. Okay, my favorite summer beverage, like, outside. If we are, like, outside by the pool. I love sweet tea. Like, I love a good sweet tea. I especially love a good sweet tea with a lemonade. Bonus points if it has the good ice.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Like the Sonic ice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So my question for you was, let's say it's like a Tuesday and you decide you're going to have a glass of wine before bed. What's your favorite? Mm-hmm. Like, what's your go-to? Like, what kind?
Oh, in this any time of year or the summer?
Summer.
Oh, I would love a little rosé. I like a little cold wine in the summer.
Me too.
Maybe.
Is there a brand that you like?
No, I typically go to Trader Joe's and just ask a lot of questions.
So Trader Joe's has really good bubbles, really good champagne. I found this out recently and it's like $9.
Not only do they have really good champagne, they have really good individual size sparkling, like in a can wines that are like a really, like just like a glass every now and then. Like, I mean,
I didn't even know that. Huh.
Yeah. Well, I'll send you a picture. Yeah. I know.
Pensacola problems. My favorite rosé is Whispering Angel.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
There you go. I'm going to answer. Wait. You didn't let me answer my favorite summer drink. Yeah. Do I have one? I mean, it would be sweet tea and lemonade, like with good ice. I think I got
sweet tea and lemonade from you, actually.
Yeah, probably.
It's one of my favorite.
Probably.
Caroline calls it an Armour Palmer, like an Arnold Palmer, but she says Armour Palmer.
Oh, listen, this is for another day. I don't particularly like bubbly water. I don't think it tastes good. Anybody, don't come at me with your LaCroix and your whatever, like not my thing. I'm trying to learn. Just
Waterloo, watermelon's really good.
Nope. It all tastes like garbage. It does not, it's not good. I'm trying Topo Chico. Is that how you say it? I have some of that.
Oh, I love Topo Chico. Yeah.
Not good. But this right here, Seltzerado. It's from Trader Joe's. Sorry, you can't get it because you don't have one, but it's blood orange juice. Oh, and it actually has flavor. Like it has orange
Spindrift
flavor.
Is like that. Spindrift.
I pulled it out because we were going to talk about summer things today. Okay. So
I like it.
There you go.
That's good.
There you go.
Okay. What's for dinner?
Don't take my question.
Seriously?
Salmon, baked salmon in the oven, baked potatoes, and a green salad. Super easy. Oh. I don't even know where the recipe is, but you just like make up a little
dressing or
a marinade type thing, and you just pour it over top of it and put it in the oven and bake it for like 12 minutes. So easy. So good.
Okay. We're having salmon. So there's that.
You're having salmon?
Yes.
This is not planned.
It's not planned. Roasted broccoli. And the way you do the salmon is you take some lemon juice and brown sugar and you make like a little mix it up. Put it on top and you broil it and you put a little lemon on. Oh, it's so good. It's just really good. I like my salmon cooked all the way through, like really crunchy on the sides. And Tyler Lay will eat some salmon. He's going to turn into a salmon. He loves it. So
good.
That's pretty funny that we're both having the same thing.
Yeah.
I like it. All right. It's just easy.
In honor of my birthday, what is your favorite birthday sweet or treat?
Flourless chocolate cake. From a restaurant near us. It's my favorite. I don't really love cake. I don't really love ice cream unless it's a certain kind of ice cream. I love like chocolate ice cream or like a mint chocolate chip. But flourless chocolate cake is so good.
Okay.
What about you?
I mean, my cookie cake is my go-to, but a good cookie cake is my I'd rather have salty though. We talked about this in the last podcast.
Yeah.
So I had pancakes and eggs and that would be perfectly. You know, bacon and eggs and pancakes for breakfast is good enough for me on anything else. So okay, your last question.
My last one. What are you reading right now?
The Two Lives of Lydia Bird.
Oh.
Yeah. And I have Matthew McConaughey's.
Sorry to interrupt. So good.
His audiobook queued up. I haven't listened to it yet, but
he reads it. I heard it was so good. Yeah. I just finished yesterday a book called Bring Me Back by B.A. Paris, who B.A. Paris is one of my favorite thriller mystery writers, and it was really good.
Do mysteries. No, thank you.
It was twisty. It was one of those ones you get to the end and you're like, what just happened? It was great. All right, friend. Well, it was so good to chat with you.
As always.
Thanks for joining. And I will let you know that next time you come back on, what do you think about talking about pairing for motherhood? Your survival kit as a mom for new moms.
Oh.
Like tips for them, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that'd be fun. When I've asked our followers and listeners what they want to hear, a lot of people were like, I want you and Krista to talk about motherhood and how you tactically do it and what's in your survival kit.
Piddle pads. I'll be prepared. okay. And maybe other people can leave suggestions.
Yes, I love it.
Things.
All right.
I love to crowdsource. All right. Hey, thanks. I appreciate you.
You too. Nothing like spending time with your best friend, right? I love her. After Kristen and I hung up, here is what I kept thinking about. You wear this summer what makes you feel great in your body. I absolutely love you may have seen the memes that say, how do I get a bikini body? You put on a bikini and you put it on your body, and that's how you get a bikini body. I love some of the tips that Kristen gave, and I love the idea of just having a flexible routine during the summer for you and your kids so that you can really experience some really fun memories and also go with the flow. As we think about settling into the summer season, I would love to pray a little blessing over you as we close out the episode and move back into our day. I hope the summer sun warms your skin and brings some light to your life. I hope you find joy and laughter in all your moments, big or little, with your people. I hope your friendships grow stronger and deeper each moment you have with one another. I hope your summer is filled with simple, easy love coming from all those around you. And you know I don't leave you without a little action item you can take away from each episode. So here's what I want you to do this week. Reach out to your friends and make a summer plan. Maybe you have a socially distanced cocktail party on the porch, or spend a day at the beach, or just pop into town to get ice cream with your kids. Whatever it is, create some space in your life to nurture your friendships. You'll feel so much better when you just spend time together, doing the little things and just doing life together. Whatever that looks like for you these days. Thank you for listening to the Simplified Podcast. I hope this BFF chat encouraged you to plan for some fun in the sun with your favorite people. You can find me on Instagram at Emily Lay, and you can find Kristen there at Kristen Winchester. That's Kristen with two I's, K-R-I-S-T-I-N. Also, if you'd like some resources about the things we mentioned on the show today, I have all kinds of links for you in the show notes of today's episode, which you can find at emilylay.com, where you can also shop the Simplified brand of planners and products. And if you'd like to learn a little more about how to live a life that's more slow and sweet and good, listen, I hear you. I write about that a lot in my books. You can check out my latest book called Growing Boldly, Dare to Build a Life You Love, wherever you buy books. And one more thing, if you're loving this podcast, I would love if you could do me a quick favor. Hop over to Apple Podcasts and leave a glowing review of our show, because that really helps us get the word out about the show and into the hands of more people who will enjoy it. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.